This is a Brutwood production of an engineering elementary story.
When you hear the harp, turn the page.
Mitchell's MVP Award, a chemical engineering story, read by Joey Moda. Chapter 1, an MVP Award. "Hi, Tim," Mitchell greeted her older brother as he walked into the kitchen. He set down his hockey gear and smiled. "Hey, Michael," Tim said. "Ready for practice?"
"Almost ready," she said.
"I have to make a maple leaf earlier. She made a Play-Doh maple leaf before every hockey practice." The maple leaf was the name of symbol for the school team Mitchell and Tim played on, just like the professional hockey team. The Toronto Maple Leafs after every practice. Mitchell and Coach Belcher gave her a maple leaf to the most valuable player, the MVP.
"Who do you think, Coach Belcher, will give you your MVP
award today?" Tim asked. As Michael flatted, "Though, I bet you get it," Michael said. "You're the best player on the team."
"Thanks," Tim said.
"But I bet Coach Belcher will give you the award today. You've been playing really well."
"I'm getting better," Mitchell said.
"Some of these kids still think I can't play. Jason thinks I'm bad."
"Why would you say that?" I asked him.
"I bet he thinks you're doing a great job." Mitchell shook her head. "No." Michael and Jason were in the same class. Sometimes when she had trouble reading, she thought Jason looked at her funny. Mitchell had been born with Down syndrome. Usually, being different didn't bother Mitchell. Mom and Dad always told her that everyone is different. That what makes everybody person special. Mitchell didn't mind asking for help with things like reading or hockey. Once in a while, though, she wished she didn't feel quite so different. "At last, I never need help with art," Michael thought.
I am good at making Play-Doh and cutting out shapes."
She looked at the cookies cutter and the counter and thought about how proud she felt the first time she made a maple leaf for her team. Now she could make all kinds of animals and plants. Mitchell noticed Tim watching her cut out the leaf.
"Do you want to try?" she asked. Tim looked at the dough and the cookie cutters in front of him.
"I guess so," he said. "But I don't know what to do. It's easy, Michael," Mitchell said. She held up her leaf for him to see and then put in the plastic bowl so she could carry it to practice. Tim grabbed some of the dough and rolled it between his hands.
"Why do you do this before every practice?" Tim asked.
"Don't you get tired of it?"
"No," Mitchell said.
"Everyone who does something good for the team and should get a reward. Maybe we could ask Coach Belcher to change the team name so you could make something else," Tim said. Tim looked down at the lumpy glob of dough he was trying to cut.
"Do you think our team name could be changed to the Blobs?" he asked.
They both giggled. "After hockey practice, I'm going to make something special out of Play-Doh," Mitchell said.
something for Uncle Adam. I'll show you how to do it. Uncle Adam was their mom's brother. He lived in Montreal, but he was visiting Michelle's family for a few weeks. Michelle wanted to make him a Play-Doh present before he left. "Hey guys," Mom called from the next room. "Let's get your stuff together and head out to the rink." Tim and Michelle pulled on their thick winter coats and followed Mom out the door.
Chapter 2, A Special Announcement. Michelle loved to be on the ice with her team. She tried too hard to play well and practice the passes Tim had shown her. But to be at the end of practice, Michelle was tired. "Let's try one last shot," Tim called from across the ice. Michelle swung her hockey stick back and hit the puck. It skidded off, but now where should want it to go? Michelle watched as Jason swooped in, stopped the puck as skated off with it. "Now Jason must really think I'm bad," she thought. Just then, the buzzer sounded, signaling the end of practice. Everyone skated towards the bench. "I did a good job today," Mitchell said to Tim as he pulled off his helmet. Tim patted her on the shoulder. "Nah, you did great." Coach waved his hand and motioned for the team to gather around. "Nice job, everyone," he said. Almost everyone muttered. Jason, Michelle wondered if Jason was talking about her. Even though Tim said she'd done well, she still felt like if she let the team down. "Today, MVP Maple Leaf goes to Tim. You were a real team player today." The whole team clapped. Michelle clapped extra hard. "Before you all head out, I have a special announcement," Coach continued. Michelle passed as she was unsealing her skate. She looked up at him. "One of my hockey teammates from college has just started working for the Toronto Maple Leafs." "The Maple Leafs?" cried Tim. "Wow, maybe he'll get to meet Nate Sundin." Matt Sundin was the captain for the Maple Leafs. "Guess what," Coach said. "We might all go to meet Matt Sundin." The whole team started to cheer. Michelle's mouth fell open as she looked at Tim. Tim had all of the Matt's posters and his jersey. "Okay, listen up, Coach Belcher," called them all to order. "My friend said that if we can get tickets to next month's game on Air Canada Center, he'll set up a special meeting with Matt Sundin after the game. You all know the school annual fundraising fair is coming up this year. We need to think of some extra special to do at the fair so we can raise enough money for those tickets. Tomorrow, let's meet to think about possibilities. See you then." Chapter 3, A Play-Doh Plan. The next day, Michelle and Tim walked into the locker room where the team was meeting before practice. They sat down on one of the benches. Michelle set the plastic container holding the day's MVP Maple Leaf on her lap. "All right, everyone," called Coach Belcher, his voice echoing through the room. "Raise your hand if you want to see the Maple Leafs play." Michelle threw her hand into the air.
All of her teammates were waving their arms. Coach Boucher smiled and clapped his big hands together. "Great," he said. He figured out that we need to raise $300 to buy enough tickets for all of us to see the game.
$300, Tim cried. "I know that sounds like a lot," continued Coach Boucher, "but you're a determined team if I've ever seen one. How do you think we can raise the money?" The room was quiet. Money, Mitchell thought. How can we raise money? A bake sale could work, Mike said. A baseball team that every year, said Jason. That's not cool enough. The art club sold painting at fair last year, said Beth, but was different. But we need something really special, said Jason. We need to make everyone at the fair want to come to our booth. Hey, Tim cried. I know what you can do. Everyone in the room turned around to face him. Michelle saw that Tim was staring at the container she held. The maple leaf she made showed through the plastic. Can you hold up your maple leaf, Tim asked. Sure, Michael said. She wondered what Tim had figured out. Tim said the maple leaf in the palm of his hand. Then he held it up for everyone to see. We could have a booth where people make stuff out of Play-Doh, just like Michelle does. We could make all kinds of shapes, even animals and plants. Yeah, Andrew said. We could cut out stars and trees and tigers. Coach Boucher nodded. I really like this idea, Michelle. You're the one who knows a lot about sculpting. What do you think? Michelle heard her heart beating fast. She looked around at teammates and then the Coach Boucher making the dough in the fun part. Michelle said, can we teach people how to do that too? Michelle's right, said Tim. We should let the people make the dough. If we write down the directions, everyone could do it. What do you think, team? Asked Coach Boucher. Michelle looked around the room and saw the team nodding. Jason was staring down at the floor. Is he mad? Michelle wondered. Finally, he looked back to see the coach had to say. I agree, said. It's a great idea, he said. Michelle, do you think you and Tim can come up with a plan for how we can do this? Michelle nodded, even though her mouth felt dry and her palms were sweaty. No one outside of her family ever asked Michelle. Now the really important things. Okay then, let's get on the ice next week when we meet again. We'll find out what Michelle and Tim have figured out, said Coach. Tim and me, Michael thought. I always have to get help from Tim, but I'm not good at art all by myself. Before Michelle could think about working on her own anymore, she noticed Jason talking to Tim, following directions to make Play-Doh. Jason asked, no one's going to want to read directions that not found. I've done it before, said Tim. It is fun. You'll see. Well, you do better to help her, Jason said. The team really needs this money. He's right, Michelle thought. I need to do a great job, but I want to do this my own. Chapter 4. Help from Uncle Adam.
After practice, Michelle and Tim saw Mom's big green station wagon in front of the school. Michelle grabbed her bag and ran to the car. She could hear Tim's bag bumping against his side as he jogged behind her. As she got closer to the car, she could see it was Mom who was there to pick up them. "Uncle Adam!" Michelle cried, slitting into backseat. "Guess what? We're going to see Miss Metz Sundin." "No kidding," said Uncle Adam. "How did you manage that?" Michelle and Tim explained why Coach Boucher had told them and the plan they'd come up with to raise money for the team. "That's great, Uncle Adam," Michelle. "You're always showing me ways to make even complicated things easy. I'm sure you can show everyone on your team what to do. My dough never comes out as well as Michelle," Tim said. "I'm just not good at art stuff." "Don't say that," Michelle said. "You can be good at it. There are lots of steps you have to do. You have to follow the recipe, then make the shapes." "This whole thing sounds like a great project," said Uncle Adam. It reminds me of what I do for my work, sometimes in my job. I use steps and directions that are a lot like recipes. We just have different names for them. We call them process." "What's the difference?" asked Tim. "Good question," said Uncle Adam. "Usually when people use the word recipe, they're talking about all the steps and ingredients you need to make some type of food. A process can be materials and directions needed to make all kinds of different things." "Things like my Play-Doh maple leaves?" asked Michelle. "Sure," said Uncle Adam. "I design lots of different processes for my job. Do you two know I'm a chemical engineer?" "What's that?" asked Michelle. It's like being a scientist?" asked Tim. "Do you wear a white lab coat and work with stuff to test tubes?" "Sometimes I do work with test tubes," said Uncle Adam. "But I'm not a scientist. Chemical engineer use what we know about chemistry and math, plus some creative to solve problems and create new things. We worked on lots of cool problems in my job, like helping design perfumes that smell a certain way and design ways to make better paint for artists." "Paint," Michelle said. "I use paint in my art all the time. I'm sure you can help me with Play-Doh." "I have an idea," said Uncle Adam. "How about if the three of us work on this Play-Doh process project when we get home?" Michelle was quiet. She shook her head and looked over at Tim. "We wanted to do this myself," she said. "Uncle Adam can help me. Then I can show the team all by myself." Tim held up his hand and gave Michelle a high five. "That's a good idea," said Tim. "I know you can do it. I can't wait to see what you can come up with." Chapter 5, A Work in Progress. Michelle and Uncle Adam sat down in the kitchen table. "Okay, let's get started," said Uncle Adam. "Maybe I should tell you about one of the ways I figure out how to design things at work. You might like to use it too. It's called the engineering design process."
"Yay!"
"What's that?" asked Michael. "It's a set of steps that helps me solve all kinds of problems," said Uncle Adam. "I bet you've already started it. How did you first learn
how to make your Play-Doh, Dad, help me. We found recipes on the internet, said Michael. We tried three of them. Some didn't work. I'll show you. He walked in and covered cabinet and pulled out an old piece of paper dotted with water spots. There were pencil marks, and Michelle's dad helped her write down the changes they'd made to the recipe. He had to add less liquid, less water, and said Michael. She'd been learning about the difference between liquids and solid in school. When there was too much water, the dough was mushy. She explained, the flour, and the salt are solids. They don't make up the Play-Doh mushy, but if you add them in the wrong order, the dough is bad. Yep, just as I thought, said Uncle Adam. You're an engineer just like me. You've already started the engineering design process. You've asked the question about how to make good Play-Doh, and you've investigated how other people made it. We're starting to the next step of the engineering design process. Right now, imagining we need to imagine different ways to explain the Play-Doh process. Do you think we should show the team these directions? He asked, pointing to the paper. Michelle thought for a few moments. Those directions are hard, she said. We should think of better ways to explain the steps. Can we draw a picture too? That's a great idea, said Uncle Adam. You can show the process to your team using words and pictures. I'll draw, Michael said. Can you write the steps? Sure can, said Uncle Adam. Drawing and writing will help us with the next steps of the engineering design process. We'll plan the process and then create Play-Doh. Uncle Adam helped Michael gather everything they needed to make. The dough. After Michelle showed him each step of the process, he wrote down what she had done. And a different paper, Michael drew a picture of a step. Let's see, Uncle Adam said. After they'd been working for a while, we have for measuring the ingredients and mixing the dough, and for cutting out of shapes, Michelle said, clapping in her hands together. We're all done. We're almost done, Uncle Adam said. We made the leaves, but our goal is to design the process so other people can make them. Too right, said Michael. The process needs to be good enough for anyone to use. The last step of the engineering design process helps you make your design in the best it can be, said Uncle Adam. That's what I need, said Michelle. What's the last step? It's improving what we did. Let's ask Tim to try out the process we designed. Then we can try it out to make even better. Chapter 6. Is it magic? Michelle called Tim to the kitchen. She and Uncle Adam showed him one page of written directions and other with pictures of the steps and of the process. I think I've got it, said Tim. Can I try out? Yes, said Michelle. I can't wait to see if our process works. Michelle, you and I should say anything, said Uncle Adam. We really need to test the process we designed. We'll just watch that Tim does. At the end, we can talk about how
will it work? Tim measured out the water and salt and flour and dumped onto a bowl, then started mix everything together. Michelle clapped her hands over her mouth. That's how it should be, she thought. I don't think I did this right, said Tim, as he picked up a lump of grainy, gooey Play-Doh. Uncle Adam laughed. Michelle felt like if it was about to burst. It's okay, Michelle, Uncle Adam said. Tell him that's wrong. What's wrong? We need to explain order of the steps, she cried. You can't mix everything together all at once. You need to mix just the first two ingredients to start, then add last one later. Okay, I'll try that, said Tim. He started over again when Tim didn't understand what to do. They all worked together to think a better way to explain it. After following the whole process, Tim held up a maple leaf. Look, Michelle, Tim said. No more blobs. I'm glad the process works, said Michelle. But what if the other kids think this is too hard? She asked. They won't, said Tim. If they follow all the steps, she'll be able to make something really cool. They think about what you told me earlier, Michelle, and Uncle Adam said. Use liquids and solids to make this Play-Doh. Water, salt, and flour. When you do the process the right way, you end up with a dough. That's it. That isn't like the water or the salt or flour. It's soft and squishy, and you can make shapes out of it. Yes, said Tim. It's almost like magic. It's better than magic, said Uncle Adam. It's chemical engineering. The process that Michelle created is technology. Technology, asked Michelle. Yep, said Uncle Adam. Technology is anything or process that helps you solve a problem. This process helps you explain to your team how to make Play-Doh sculptures. Michelle smiled. So I designed the process and a technology for my team, she said. I hope you like it, Uncle Adam. Will you come with us to show the team? I wouldn't miss it for the world, Uncle Adam answered. Chapter 7. Testing with the team. One day of their next practice, Michelle, Tim, and Uncle Adam carried shopping bags of salt, flour measuring cups, and plastic bowls into the school auditorium. Michelle had a coach voucher stack of papers. Each one had Play-Doh process written across the top. Uncle Adam and Tim helped Michelle set up the materials. Then coach called everyone together. Let's read this directions, coach said. Then we can all start to mix up the ingredients that Michelle and Tim brought. Michelle looked out into the auditorium. She could see everyone reading the papers on the table in front of them, everyone except Jason. One by one, the teammates started to come up to the table. Michelle showed Beth and how to measure out the flour so that the cup was filled to the very top, and which line on the measuring cups and water should reach. When Michelle handed Beth the mixing bowl and combined everything, she noticed Coach Belcher leaning over Jason's seat. Jason's had his arms crossed, and he was slowing and looking down at the floor. I don't want to read the directions. This is stupid, Michelle heard him say. It's never going to work. Let's give it a try, argued Coach Belcher. "We'll do it together," Mitchell watched and as Coach Boucher walked towards her. Jason followed a few steps behind him, dragging his feet and holding the paper directions. "Mitchell, can you explain the process to Jason and me?" Coach asked. Jason set the directions down on the table. Mitchell flipped to the second page where she had drawn pictures of the steps. Then she took a deep breath and started explaining. "We need to measure out 2 scoops of flour," she said, pointing down at the pictures. "Wait," Jason said. "I don't notice those. The pictures tell me and same things as words." "Yeah," Mitchell said. Jason kept looking down at the pictures, so she added, "Sometimes it's hard for me to read the directions. I like the pictures better." "Yeah," Jason said slowly. "Me too. So it looks like next you need to measure the 1 scoop of water, right?" Mitchell said. Jason and Mitchell went through the whole process together. When they were done, Jason held up a great maple leaf to Coach Boucher. "That's great, guys," Coach Boucher said. "Tim and Mitchell, you should be proud of this Play-Doh process." "I didn't do anything," said Tim. "It was Mitchell." I stand corrected, Coach Boucher said. "Mitchell, you really came through for the team." "Thanks," said Mitchell. "I'm excited. I'm sure we'll get to see the maple leaves." A few weeks later, Mitchell, Tim, and the rest of the team sat in the stands of an Air Canada Center. Mitchell was on the edge of her seat. She couldn't wait to see the real Toronto Maple Leafs play. A voice boomed from the speakers above their heads, announcing all the players. Number 13, Matt Soundin, said to the announcers. The whole team stood up and clapped. Mitchell saw Tim jumping up and down. Hey, Mitchell, Jason, called Jason. "I have something for you." Jason held up a Play-Doh maple leaf twice as big as the ones Mitchell usually made. "The whole team made this," Jason explained. "Today you're the most valuable player," Mitchell smiled. Not only had she done something good for the team all by herself, but she had made a new friend in the process.
We hope you enjoyed
our production of
This Engineering is an Elementary Story.